Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwangde Popsenam about the energy will follow life after life. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwangde Popsenam, 9678, December 8, 2018, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. According to the mindfulness of each individual we interact with, we have faith, belief, and trust others, especially about money matters. When we are greedy for the belongings of others, do not engage in correct calculations or cheat others for personal benefit or borrow money from others without reimbursing or incorrect, unsound financial situations make us easily go into negative karma. It will be that much more difficult to come out of suffering. In particular, if money is borrowed with no intention to repay the debt, and until that debt is refunded, then that karma will always follow us, and not just for ourselves. Such kind of energy and karma is even connected to the children. That is why it is important not to owe anybody and to handle money correctly. When owing someone else, it must be paid off. Otherwise, negative energy always follows, makes the body and mind uncomfortable, and brings much difficulty in future financial transactions. So instead of owing money to others, we should have the mind and action to offer to others. This becomes our virtue, and whatever we wish for can be accomplished and unfold very well. Even if we owe somebody, it should be paid off according to the promised date. We can then build up much credit and receive the faith of others. And so, even though we may be engaged in business or a certain project, others will help or even invest with us so that the business turns out successfully and benefits everyone. If we work hard and strive accordingly, then that hard-earned money will bring us prosperity. But if we cheat or steal from others, then that kind of karma will become the seed of poverty. That is why, when we make a certain mistake, always repent for that and continually have the mind to offer to others. Even that kind of action can help eliminate past negative karma and will make us into most trustworthy persons. Sentient beings are always born and die, and are born and die continually. We never die. It never ends. Thus, if in one lifetime we strive to live correctly, honestly and clearly, then life after life we can have a comfortable and prosperous life. According to Sukhamuni Buddha's teaching, when we owe to others until the debt is paid off, that energy will follow life after life. That explains why we must suffer. So if we have a difficult situation right now in this life, we must check if we presently owe money to anyone. We must not have a mind of revenge if someone is making us suffer, but rather with a mind of compassion, release their desire for vengeance. That way we can pay off the debt we owe from many lives and repay it wisely. Thank you very much. Chikwangde Popsenam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang the Popsonim. I wish you a wonderful, nice, happy and relaxed week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.